Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy Dwayne Scott. I want to invite all my music lovers to join my addiction and get hooked on books. Visit www.hiphopandbooks.com and see how we can work together to get others to fall in love with reading again. To find out more information about me, visit me online at www.myspace.com/Dwayne Scott. That's www.myspace.com/DuaneScott. And look for the CD coming out soon. It's just music. And we out.
Thank you for that, Dwayne Scott. And for all of our listeners, thank you for listening to another edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you live with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, and we first like to listen to those that are listening to us by radio feed, those in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, and also parts of Oregon. Thank you also to those listening to us live online as well as by podcast, and thank you for joining us for another exciting show. We have another great one for you today. We're going to be speaking with best-selling author Pamela Samuels Young. She's the author of 3 novels. Her 3rd one just came out a few days ago. Very exciting one to me. It's my favorite one yet, Murder on the Down Low. We're going to be speaking with her about the inspiration about the book and also get a little bit into the subject matter of the book as well. To take us into that, though, we have our musical interlude. You just heard Dwayne Scott featuring our Hip Hop and Books Literacy Campaign. Here's Dwayne with his song Last Night that's featured on his new project, It's Just Music. So after the song with Dwayne, we'll be joined live with Pamela Samuels Young. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
There you have Dwayne Scott, one of my good friends and also one of the supporters of the Hip Hop and Books Literacy Campaign. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. That's his song Last Night that's found on his new album, It's Just Music. Again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Conversations Live. Our guest for today is someone that many of those that are book lovers is probably not a stranger to. She's the best-selling author of several books, including Every Reasonable Doubt, Infirm Pursuit, and now her new book, Murder on the Download, that was just released a few days ago. We're definitely glad to have her as a guest today. Her name is Pamela Samuels Young. How are you doing, Pamela?
Great. How are you?
Great, great. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Look, we have a lot we want to try to cover with you, Pamela. You've given us so much to talk about through all three books. As I mentioned in my introduction earlier, though, this book is definitely my favorite, Murder on the Down Low. It's been out now a few days. I'm just curious as to what some of the responses have been you've gotten so far.
You know, I've really gotten such a great positive response to it because I actually sold some copies of it early. I had a party for book club members in L.A. who have supported me in the past, and I had that in July, so I sold it specially early to them, and I had over 180 people show up for this book club party that I initially was going to have in my house, and I kept getting so many RSVPs, we had to move it to a local community center. And the response to the book has been overwhelmingly positive. They are intrigued with the mystery. They're intrigued with the education, the whole experience about HIV and AIDS and how it's impacting African-American women. And this is definitely the book that I am most proud of.
You know, and I'm not surprised because, you know, out of the three that I've read, you know, your two prior works, which I really enjoyed, I mean, you've been compared to John Grisham, and I can definitely see why. I mean, because you definitely, the skill is there, the talent is there, the depth is there. But with this book, it seems as though you went further. I mean, we have the same main character that's been traveling with us through the other two books, but this one you really, I think, shocked people with how openly and honestly you did discuss issues like the down-low lifestyle, HIV and AIDS, and the effect on the entire family and also the friends. What was it that geared you in this direction, Pamela?
You know, I happened to be homesick one day from work, watching, turning on my TiVo and going back and looking at old Oprah shows that I missed. And on this particular day, I saw J.L. King, author of On the Down Low. I had never heard of him before, had never heard of his book, and I was totally shocked to hear a guy, African-American man, say, yes, I engage in sex with men, but I'm not gay. And it just shocked me that I was just sitting there dumbfounded and as he described this sort of secret lifestyle, and I just remember being so angry and fearful about and feeling unfair about what they were doing to African-American women. And I was driving to work the next day, and the idea for the book just sort of popped into my head. And as I began outlining and later writing it, I realized it could go off in so many other directions, and also realized that it was a great opportunity to educate as well as entertain with a good mystery.
You know, I've been waiting to talk to you about this book, and we're going to read a couple of excerpts, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things in it. But, you know, I think it is so timely because, for one thing, it is not talked about enough. The media, I think, you know, there was a time when there was more seriousness with it, but now I think, I mean, mainly because I think the entertainment industry has treated the subject of illicit sex and the freedom of sex and all of that, there hasn't been the talk of consequences. And your book addresses that from the very beginning. And so I'm just curious, because you mentioned as it being a great thriller, have you noticed you've been hearing from first-time readers just because of the subject matter?
Yes, yes. And, you know, the book's only been really officially out since September 1st. So even in this shorter period of time, you know, there's a book in San Francisco called Alexander Books, and I was told that of their top 10 sellers, this is number 7. I went to a local Barnes & Noble in Marina Del Rey, California, and the book is, they have a shelf that's headlined Our Staff Recommends, and it has that, and Murder on the Down Low is among those books. So even in the short time that it's been out, it has been getting attention, because I haven't even had the time or energy to get out and do the promotion that I need to do, but it's sort of just happening.
Well, you know, and I mean, one of the things I will say that people are probably seeing you, I mean, you were in Atlanta not too long ago, I think, at one of the book fairs there. And, you know, people have been familiar with your name for a while because of the other two books, and they've gotten to fall in love with your main character. Talk to us a little bit about the development of Attorney Henderson and where she came from and how she's become a part of your life.
When I started writing legal fiction because I never saw attorneys in legal fiction who were women or African-American. And I really wanted to see a legal fiction, a legal thriller that sort of encompassed, you know, my story. It was a story that I could relate to. So my main character is a 30-something African-American female who worked at a predominantly white law firm, as I did for many years of my career, and who grew up in Compton, as I did, so she has that sort of connection to her community, but has to balance these dual worlds and stay true to herself. And she is a management side attorney, employment attorney, meaning she defends the company in discrimination cases and things of that nature. So she has to really be centered, and sometimes things happen where she has to her conscience comes into play. So and I've had fun working with her over these three books and putting her in situations and seeing what she's going to do to get out of them.
So when we find her in this book, and to me, and you correct me on this, Pamela, on what you think, I think we see a more personal side of her and those around her in Murder on the Down Low. Would you agree or disagree?
No, you do. I always like to include her work life and her personal life, and I think I did that in the others as well. But you definitely learn more about her. I think, but also, too, I think that her sidekick special sort of almost steals the show in this book more than Vernetta.
Yeah, you know, it's special is special. but the situation is unorthodox. And, you know, I've living in Mississippi and traveling around the South, when it comes to issues like sex and sexuality and homosexuality, bisexuality, whatever you want to call it, when those type of issues are normally brought up, you don't hear them brought up as much, I feel like, in the African-American communities until something is going wrong, until there are stats that say that, you know, African-American women are being infected the fastest or that every 25 seconds or so someone is dying. I mean, there's not that type of preemptive war going on or enough
there
of it.
There isn't. And it's a different – and sex and sexuality is a difficult topic to discuss. I mean, we're religious people. We would prefer to think that everybody is not fornicating and we just don't talk about it. And the fact that we're still not talking about it is resulting in many African-American women losing their lives because – and the church being one of the most influential institutions or probably the most influential institution in our community can lead the pack on this. I remember watching a news report a couple of days ago where – a particular church was trying to get a movement going, trying to get ministers to educate their congregations, and there was just straight up resistance to doing so. And it's not the communication level on this is not even close to where it needs to be. And we're going to look up in 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, and we're going to see some devastating effects if we don't get the word out today. So I'm glad to be part of this process. I'm going to be connecting, hopefully, with several HIV and AIDS organizations to sort of hopefully use this book and myself in any way that I can to sort of help get that message out.
I think one of the things, and you address it in the book, and I'm going to read a passage, Pamela, is that there is especially, and I keep harping on African Americans because it seems as though because of, you know, we are typically considered more conservative when it comes to discussing things about sex and sexuality, that kind of thing, than other races. And I think, again, as you mentioned, that's been part of the problem. These things haven't been talked about. But there's also the situation that it seems as though if you don't fit a certain mold, you are stereotyped. And people look at you, well, you know, well, why doesn't he have a lot, you know, why doesn't he have women falling all over? Why isn't he taking advantage of all of this? So there becomes that pressure of having to live up to a certain stereotype. When the story is developing, I'll say it that way, you have a conversation between a lieutenant and JC, one of the characters in the book. I'm going to read this starting on page number 128 and then go into page 129 because I think it talks about especially what women, especially professional women, have to deal with when it comes to their professional life and their personal lives. The lieutenant chuckled derisively. I know for a fact that your little theory doesn't apply this time. James Hill is my fraternity brother, and he wasn't no homosexual. You can't know that for sure. These men are good at putting up a front. He guffawed. Well, he must have been damn good to fool me. JC put her hands on her hips. I just need to know whether you're going to act on the information I gave you. I'm looking into it, but for the time being, I'm not going public with an allegation that these men were, he called himself this time, were homosexuals. I care about my career, and you should start caring about yours. Fuming, JC turned to leave. You know, detective, the lieutenant said before she reached the doorway, I think I finally figured it out. He let his words linger. JC started to leave but turned back. Figured out what, Lieutenant? Why you're so concerned about those sissies, if they actually are sissies. Frankly, I think you'd share my feelings in light of what happened to that friend of yours. JC said nothing. But then I got to thinking, you know, I've never once seen you with a man, and you've never been married. Do you even like men? His words left her speechless. Let's see. You didn't have a date at the Christmas party, you didn't have one at the department picnic, and you brought a girlfriend to Lucinda's going away party. You're so concerned about those, homosexuals because you're into that homo crap too. I hear a lot of women cops are lesbians, but I never would have pegged you for one of them. And in that scene, I thought about that, and I had to mark it because that is part of the problem of the pressure of fitting into a situation or fitting into what some consider the norm. I'm just curious, when you were writing this book, Pamela, did you happen to hear stories or were you told stories or what type of research went into this project?
I did a lot of research about HIV and AIDS and sort of have I wasn't able to interview anybody on the down low who would admit to being on the down low. I interviewed a couple people I thought who were on the down low. And I do have friends who are gay and lesbian, and they also read the book beforehand because I wanted their feedback on it. But really just sort of putting myself in their shoes. Some of the dialogue in the book came from conversations with friends, and others just came from my imagination.
That scene with the lieutenant and JC, I think, you know, there have been women, you know, because I think, I mean, from time to time we look at shows on television and we may even see people, and because they might do certain things or wear certain things, you know, we start to form opinions about them. And we kind of form their sexuality for them without even knowing any of the facts. And I think that scene is perfect in showing how quickly, for one thing, people can form the wrong opinions, but also how the wrong impression about people comes out. Do you think when it comes to dealing with the down low issue, and I think that, I mean, one of the things your book does really well is you don't stereotype those that are quote unquote on the down low. And I think that's one of the things that in talking to people who have discussed the book, one of the things they say is that they actually are like all of us. So was that something that was done intentionally?
Yes, because I think that's why this AIDS is impacting us, because we're walking around thinking, oh well, this guy's not effeminate, so obviously he couldn't be on the down low, or he's not gay because he's this big buff macho brother. Because we have this perception that either if you're a gay male that you're effeminate, and if you're a gay female that you're kind of butch, and that's just not it. There are ranges of people, just like we're all ranges of people. And those misconceptions are part of the problem.
I want to read this next scene, Pamela, because it goes into one of those men who may not fit into the traditional categories of down low or out or gay, and that's the character Ray. On page 215, for those who have the book, this is what it says in the second paragraph. Ray chuckled inside. What Hathaway wanted to know was whether Ray could handle the pressure when the media put his personal life on Front Street. Ray had never hidden who he was. He wasn't in the closet, but he wasn't exactly out either. If the subject came up, he didn't run from it. If no one raised it, he saw no reason to. Heterosexuals didn't walk around professing their sexual orientation, and Ray didn't feel the need to do so either. He was what he was. And do you think that may be part of the issue, Pamela, is that the issue of truth, walking in your own truth? We introduced in the very beginning to Eugene and his situation, and then you have someone who is totally opposite with Ray and his situation. And he brings up a valid point that heterosexuals don't have to go around saying, you know, I sleep with women, I sleep with, you know, or I'm, you know, I just sleep with this. So why is there that need? And I'm sure that's an argument that people will say. What would you say then to those who would say, you know, well, what should someone do if they find themselves attracted to the same sex? Is that something that everyone should know, or just someone who's close to them should know?
I mean, I think, you know, I think many people in our gay community simply do not feel safe being gay. And the reality is it isn't safe being gay. Writing this book perked up my ears, and it made me much more sensitive to the biases and the prejudices exhibited toward gay, particularly in the black community, because I began to hear things and people say things. I mean, I was at a book club meeting where the room basically divided between gay is a choice or you're born gay. And many people in our community still hold to the view that gays are doomed to hell and they're going to burn in hell and it's not God's will and they weren't born that way and it's a choice that they can make. I don't happen to believe that, but many people do, and that's the problem. And it's just not safe for them to be who they are, so they hide who they are. And from my perspective, that's understandable.
Well, I tell you, Pamela, there's more we want to talk about. We're going to have to take a quick break. We are opening up the phone lines during the break, and they'll be open afterwards. If you have any questions or comments for Pamela Samuels-Young, have some questions about where she'll be in promoting the book. Again, her third title is entitled Murder on the Down Low. The call-in number is area code 347-426-3645. That's 347-426-3645. The call-in lines are open at this time. Pamela, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about the character of Attorney Henderson and how dealing with this particular issue may have impacted her and what we may see from her in the future, okay?
Okay.
Okay. To take us into the break, we have another good friend of mine. This is Tim Collins. He's originally from Mississippi. He now lives in Ohio. Tim's project and his contribution to the Hip Hop and Books Coalition has been this song, Tuxedo. So here's Tim Collins with Tuxedo. We'll be right back with Conversations Live and Pamela Samuels-Young.
Whoa. 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 Yeah. The time has come for you and I to take that walk down the aisle, find someone good to sing. Tuxedo by the ring. This is the day that we make our lives complete. The deep emotion we feel inside. I know that I'll never find a love like yours and mine. And endless gonna be someone, 'cause God has made someone. So why am I waiting for someone to give me more than the moon and the stars, more than all that you are, my whole wide world. And I'll be dressed in white from head to toe. She said she couldn't say no. And all when she saw that ring, diamonds and everything, I said I'd never make her cry. But tears came from her eyes. Read her poem written by me. She said she wants the world to see.
Tim Collins with his song Tuxedo, and again, you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you live with the artists and authors that you can't get enough of. We're talking with, for today's program, Pamela Samuels-Young. She's the best-selling author of several titles, including In Firm Pursuit, Every Reasonable Doubt, and now her new book is Murder on the Down Low. Now, Pamela, when we went to break, I said that we wanted to talk a little bit about Vernetta Henderson, who is the character that we've been traveling with through your other two books and also in this one as well. You said something, and when I asked you about where the idea for the book came from, I thought about what you wrote in the author's note in the very back of the book, and you mentioned in the author's note when you were talking about watching that Oprah show with J.L. King that your emotions went from shock, anger, to fear. Do you think that Vernetta found herself feeling those three emotions as well as the situation around her developed?
Yes, definitely, particularly as her her dear friend began to find herself in a lot more jeopardy. I like the idea in this book of bringing in two other strong female characters, the other one being Nichelle, who's also an attorney, and JC, who is a cop. And I think those, and with Vernetta and Special sort of complementing each other to help form this story, I really wanted to have these women just have a depiction of women that I just don't see in a lot of the fiction out there, particularly the fiction that depicts African American. I wanted to see them in their personal lives, but also in their professional lives, and not just dealing with the baby mamas and daddies and relationships and breaking up, but that workplace and those real life issues that impact us outside of our family situations.
You know, what you just said, Pamela, is very important, I think, for our readers. In the previous hour, we actually talked to another friend of yours, Victoria Christopher Murray, and I think we all share the same sentiment that there is not enough positive messages coming out in a lot of African-American fiction today, unfortunately. And you don't see the type of characters like you give us. You don't see the type of characters like Victoria gives us. So there is that need for it. Do you find, though, that because there's not a lot, Pamela, that there's resistance to accepting it?
Definitely. Definitely resistance in the industry. I mean, I think this is definitely my best book. I've got such a great reception to it. But my agent couldn't sell it. You know, and I'm baffled. I mean, I think everybody says, you know, when's the movie coming out? And just the reception to it has been so strong. People said they've learned, they cried, they stayed up all night. But the publishing industry wasn't interested. My old publisher, the publisher who published both my first two books, passed on this book. So that's unfortunate. I mean, the entertainment industry as a whole is kind of like, I believe, a herd of cattle. If one thing sells, they're going to go with that, and it's rare that they will step out and do something different. And particularly for, you know, as an African-American writer, you're a bourbon fiction is hot. That's what they want to sell. Baby mama drama is hot. That's what they want to see. But I am just determined to sort of tell the story. I mean, so I formed my own publishing company and put it out there. Most writers don't go from traditionally published, I was with Harlequin, to being self-published. Most people go the other way. But if I have to publish the next one myself, I'll do it because I think my fan base will grow and, you know, I'll get where I plan to get sooner or later.
Right. And, you know, and that's so true. I mean, exactly what you said because, I mean, it's definitely that determination. And your work is so powerful. And I think that's one of the things that readers like myself, I mean, I think I read the book in about 3 days, and I found myself marking places that I wanted to go back and reread because they were just so powerful. I mean, to me, the characters developed in such a way that, I mean, your other two books were developed, but it seemed like the characters, because of the subject matter, because of, and I guess maybe, Pamela, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe because a lot of the characters were living dual lives, so there was more of an intricate design to them than what you saw at face value. So, I mean, it definitely, I have to say, is my favorite of your three, which, I mean, when the next one comes out, I may say the same thing about about that one. But at this point, this one is our favorite. As those that are in Mississippi and Tennessee know, this book was actually chosen as our book of the month for September. We're going to be discussing it live, actually, with our book club chapter in New Orleans this month, as well as in Mississippi, and those dates are found on our book club website. So we're definitely looking forward to the discussions going along with that. I'm also interested, though, in the research that you did and the facts that you gave in your author's note as well, Pamela, because you pretty much laid out that even though this is a fictional story, the truth is there for us to take, that there is a war that's waging, and as of right now, if we keep fighting it the way that we are, we're going to lose it.
Yeah, we're sleeping.
Exactly. You know, so what would you say to listeners that are listening now who haven't picked up the book, that of course are intrigued now that we're talking about it? What are you hoping they get from the story?
I hope they understand that HIV is something that could touch them. I mean, we think that if we're married, we're in a monogamous relationship, or we think that if we're dating, that if we're using protection, well, I mean, it can touch you. HIV is not curable, but it is 100% preventable. There are people who still don't use protection. There are people who and we can't, as a married woman, if my husband were going to be on the down low, I mean, that's on, you know, I can't, I don't, that's on me. I mean, that's on him, not on me. I read a powerful book, and the name escapes me right now, and I wish it didn't escape me. I'm going to stand up here and look at my bookshelf, see if I can think of it. We're two women who told their story. They're both with men on the down low, and it is such an engaging, compelling story that I would love at some point in my life to sign with them or to talk with them about their experiences. But it can touch us, and we need to be proactive. We need to talk about this. We need to, and you know, that show I mentioned seeing earlier where they were offering free HIV testing, nobody showed up because people would rather not know. You know, as we know from watching Magic Johnson and others, you know, there are treatments today, but in order to be treated, you have to know your status. And so many people would prefer not to know their status, and that's crazy.
You know, it is crazy, and, you know, I think about some of the characters in the book, and how, I mean, there are some, and I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but there are some men out there that feel like, and you even talk about this in the book, they feel as though oral sex is not sex. There's a lot of heterosexuals that feel that
way. Young girls think that, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, that's not sex. But then, you know, one of the characters in the book that was living this double life, you know, he was the one, and this is what I want to talk about for a moment. His girlfriend was saying, you know, we don't have to use that now. We don't have to use protection anymore. And he was still using it. I mean, of course, she didn't know what he was doing on the side. But still, I guess my thought was, who cares what he's doing on the side? You should want to protect yourself. So what do you hope that young women, since that is the group that is getting the brunt of the infections right now, what do you hope young women take away from the importance of loving themselves above all else?
You know what? Bottom line is this is our story. It's our it's our lives, so we have to take charge of it. And just because your man is on the down low does not mean that you're not going to be impacted. I mean, if I right now had affected with HIV and I don't know it, and I'm sleeping with a guy this week and another one next week, I'm passing on to him and the guy, so it's no longer a gay disease. So it's now out here among all of us heterosexuals. And it's being spread, and nobody's thinking about that because they have in their minds, oh, I'm not gay, so this is not going to touch me. And we're going to wake up one day when these numbers start coming to even a bigger head, and we're going to say, why didn't anybody do anything about it? And it's on us to do something about it. So protection, get tested, know your status, protect your body. I mean, you know, this is a much more promiscuous time. You know, you watch TV, all you see is sex. When you're watching a commercial, you see sex. I'm watching a burger commercial, and the woman's got, you know, ketchup running down her mouth, and it's supposed to be into her breast. I mean, you can't even watch a burger commercial without somebody showing sexuality. So as a society, we're telling our kids, oh, don't do this, but then we're saying sex, sex, sex everywhere. So, of course, they're going to take it lightly. So there are a lot of things that need to change.
Well, I tell you, and I have to say, Pamela, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, this book is definitely the beginning of continuing that discussion. It, you know, we've gone through spurts with this where, you know, it's brought to our attention with something like you mentioned, like Magic Johnson, and we talk. Then when it looks like, oh, he's okay, and it kind of goes away. But I think books like this definitely bring it to the forefront and help us to see this is something that as of right now is not going away. It's something that we do have to deal with. And it affects all of us, whether we're infected or not, all of us are affected by it. And I think that's one of the most powerful messages of it. We're going to have to take one more quick break, Pamela. When we come back, we want to tell people about the website where they can go to get more information about the book, where they can actually read an excerpt, and also where they can find a copy in the bookstore near them. You're listening to Conversations Live. We'll be right back with our guest, Pamela Samuels-Young, discussing her book, Murder on the Down Low.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Ben. You already know, man. We back at it, Focus Radio. I got to take 1 second, you know what I'm saying? Just one quick second, just to let y'all know something, man. The boy C.A. Webb hollered at me right quick, you know what I'm saying? He started a little hip-hop and books movement, you dig? I shouldn't even say little. It's real big. You got C. Murder, Babs from Making the Band. A lot of different artists, man. And they taking their time to try to make sure that the youth and our people in general don't forget to pick up a book. You know what I'm saying? So do as I do, man. When you got a little downtime, you know what I mean? Or even in your uptime, man, pick up a book. You know what I'm saying? Expand your vocabulary. Expand your mind. Believe that. You heard it here. Your boy Bean, Focus Radio. Just focus!
Thank you for that. That's our Florida supporter, iBeam, who's definitely one of our big supporters for the Hip Hop and Books Literacy Campaign. And pressing on upon people, no matter what kind of music you like, make sure you take out that time out of your daily schedule to pick up a book and to read. And right now, the book that we're recommending for the month of September 2008 is Murder on the Down Low by Pamela Samuels-Young. Now, Pamela, give them the website where they can go to not only find out more about you, but also read an excerpt of the book as well?
My website is www.PamelaSamuelsYoung.com. You can also hear me reading an excerpt of the book and check out the first chapter. And also, I have a pretty nice book trailer I'm proud of, so please take a look at that as well.
And again, that website will be posted on our book club website as well at thebestbookclub.info. But again, that is www.PamelaSamuelsYoung.com, and there you can get more information about her. Now, Pamela, if people are interested in getting you to be involved in their book discussion, whether it's online or over the phone, how can they do that? How can they contact you?
Again, through my website, you can go to my link there and email me at author@PamelaSamuelsYoung.com, author@PamelaSamuelsYoung.com. Do a lot of telephone interviews. I'll be in, matter of fact, I'll be in Nashville next week meeting with the book club and just doing some private signings. I really just found like it's just more, instead of just going to a place and going to a bookstore, I tend to do more private events because, you know, I actually have a friend who's a lawyer in Nashville who's having something for me at his law firm, and then there's a book club that's hosting me. And typically when I go to town, different cities, I'm always looking to meet with the book club. I'm going to Atlanta in early October. I'm going to be a featured guest of the Georgia Association of Black Women Lawyers book club, and also doing some signings there. But everything, most things are should be up on my website. I need to update a couple of additional things that just came up, but I'm out there a lot. I love talking to book club members, so please email me. I would love to call in, and if it turns out that I'm in town, because I'm still planning some other trips, I'm hopefully hit Detroit and Chicago soon, I would love to meet with the book club.
Now, Pamela, one of the things we definitely want the book clubs to choose your book as their featured book of the month as well. Where are some of the places they can find the book? I know it's available through your website and Amazon. But
it is available in stores. Even though it's self-published, the book is was picked up by the Independent Publishers Group. So, I mean, I'm actually on store shelves. I mean, Barnes & Noble, Borders, whatever. I mean, I've done a sort of a spot check to sort of see how it goes. And a friend of mine called me and said, oh, I'm in so-and-so Barnes & Noble. It's on the new author's table. So I really got really fortunate to be picked up by the Independent Publishers Group. They have a trade distribution program, and they select a couple dozen authors every year whose book they think has potential for success, and they put you in stores.
Well, look, well, Pamela, it is no surprise. This is definitely going to be another one of your bestsellers. Murder on the Down Low is the book. Again, the author is bestselling author Pamela Samuels Young. We want you to pick up the other two books as well, but definitely we recommend you picking up her brand-new book, just out a few days, Murder on the Down Low. If you don't see it in the bookstore near you, make sure you ask them to order it and get it. If you're a book club that's interested in having her join you, definitely go to her website. Again, that's www.PamelaSamuelsYoung.com, and you can find out all the needed information right there. Pamela, again, thank you so much for your time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Look, bye-bye. We look forward to it. And to all of our listeners, thank you for listening to another edition of Conversations Live. As always, if you're interested in hearing the podcast of this interview, you can visit us online at www.thebestbookclub.info. That's www.thebestbookclub.info. And you can click on the Conversations Live link, and that'll take you to the podcast of this interview. As always, this will be nothing without you, so thank you so much for all of our listeners and our readers. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy a great book. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying until next time, thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.